Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to ask me any question around building your home-based business, whether it's on marketing, prospecting, closing, recruiting, mindset, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. So today's question is from Andy Bearden. Andy Bearden asks, do you have a cheat sheet for on your process of blog or post syndication? Thanks for all you do for our community. Hashtag AskRay. So Andy, you know, there's been quite a few things that I've done over the years for getting more traffic to my blog. And some things I continue to do, some things I just don't do anymore. Not necessarily that they didn't work, but I just, for one reason or another, I just don't do them. So, you know, like once upon a time, I used Tribe Pro, I used Social Adder. Let's see what else. There was a monkey one in there. It was a Social Monkey, I think. So I've used a lot of those different types of things. You know, now I'm just so chicken when it comes to playing, you know, trying to, you know, mess with the game of SEO and then get penalized. I'm so straight. I'm so black and white nowadays when it comes to anything around my blog. In my mind, I'm doing what search engines should want someone to do, and I'm providing fresh, good, unique content on almost a daily basis. So I'll just tell you my process real quick. First of all, for those of you listening, you know, why did I pick blogging? Why did I choose to become a blogger? Well, for me, if you compare all the other marketing methods, I like a blog the most because you own it and control it, unlike social media, right? Now, I use social media, but it's not my main actual marketing technique is through a blog. So you own your blog, you control it. Number two, it's something that sits out there forever versus like paid advertising that stops as soon as you're done, or even email marketing. Not too many people open a two-year-old email and buy something or, you know, click something, but we get sales and leads from two-year-old plus blogs almost every single day. So, you know, there's a bunch of different reasons. And I like the idea that it's a way to easily create credibility in your marketplace by continuing to blog. So lots of reasons why I blog. So here's my current process. So what I attempt to do, but not always, is I attempt to reach out to my graphic design guy and give him a heads up on what topics I'm going to be recording the next week. Sometimes I'm able to do that, sometimes I'm not. You'll probably notice on rayhigdon.com, sometimes I have a real professional looking image with nice text and graphics, and sometimes it doesn't look so professional, right? And that's usually me doing it. So I try to get it to my graphic design artist sooner than I want to publish it. But if I just get a wild hair and I want to publish it, I just publish it and I don't worry about it too much. And so I always come up with the concept first. Now, you know, this is something that we teach in the Invest, Learn, Teach method, something we're going to be teaching, you know, fully in depth at the January Marketing Mastermind. And so I come up with a concept first. Then I head on over to the Google Keyword Planner at google.com/SKTool. And I take my concept and I attempt to locate a keyword phrase that would make sense for that topic. And, you know, I'll locate one and I'll use that in my title. I'll use it in a header one. I'll use it in a header two inside of my blog post. I'll use that phrase, you know, within the blog post, at least a little bit, at least a few times I'll mention it. And away we go. So I'll type up. Sometimes I'm doing all text. Most of the times I'm doing some text and a video. Once I, you know, get it all spiffied up, I publish it. I email it to my list. I share it on Pinterest. I share it on Twitter, on Facebook. I share it on LinkedIn. And I put it all over Facebook on my Facebook page. I usually run a little bit of paid advertising, you know, not much, 20, 30 bucks, something like that, to my blog post from my fan page. And let's see what else. Then I will either use an image or I'll take a screenshot of my blog and put it on Instagram with a, you know, a teaser to get them to go over to, you know, my blog and to check it out. And that's really my process. And then I check it throughout the day. I'll even check it the next day. If there are comments in there that I think I should respond to, I will. I don't necessarily respond to all comments. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. It's probably a good idea to do that, especially as you're growing. I just haven't, you know, I just don't do that all the time, but I do respond to some. So there you go. There's my blog process. How I come up with my content is I invest a lot of money and a lot of time into courses, into seminars, into training and coaching, into, you know, I'm on three-way calls, I'm prospecting. So I'm constantly in the game, inundating the game to fully immerse myself in my profession, to constantly be a learner. So hopefully that helps you out, my friend. Really appreciate your question, Andy. And if you're listening to this and you're into marketing, if you'd like to learn how, you know, more about blogging and things like that, feel free to check out our marketing mastermind. It is in January. You can check it out at rayhignan.com/ILT-workshop. Talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.